So, first of all, let's talk about this backstage experience that we're hanging out in. We're in the Lagunitas van. You have free Lagunitas beer, free Camelback water. There's an unoccupied cornhole set. This seems like the backstage to be. And Miguel, the security guard, you must give some props to.
All right. Let's try this again. Miguel, my dude, the head of security at the Lagunitas stage, is the dude. Like, nicest guy I've ever worked with at any stage ever. Like, I think we're family for life. I've been to all the stages, and I've been going to every stage. I'm trying to take this pass. I'm here for one day. I'm trying to take this pass as far as it goes. I'm walking into every dang door possible.
You guys are a San Francisco band, Hibbity Dibbity. By the way, we should mention we're here with Tom, Parker, and Jack. And you guys got invited to do this thing sort of to your own surprise, although you've worked hard for it. So anybody want to talk about, you know, what it took to ultimately be on the Bottle Rock lineup?
Yeah, it's hard to break down the exact I guess like steps to get to this point. But we've been very fortunate and met a lot of cool people and people that have genuinely, I think, believed in us and enjoyed our music, which is really awesome. And we wouldn't be here without help from people that actually, you know, cared about us and took good care of us. People like Miguel that we just keep running into.
Seriously,
you know, just the instances like this where you just randomly go in and then all of a sudden this person's just like, I got you. Yeah. You know, and yeah, it's cool. And it's a hard thing to process for sure. Just walking around, even, you know, because we have been hanging very hard at the Lagunitas stage, but I was eventually wandering around and even just kind of coming back. And when you're getting closer to the stage, there's a big sign, you know, that says all the people playing. And it is a trip to just look at that and see our band name on there, Hibbity Dibbity. You know, it's like, I was like, we were playing the fucking Abbey Tavern, you know, like this Irish sports bar literally down the street from my house. It's not a venue. It's, you know, I mean, we've played every weird gig possible, you know, so it's awesome to be able to like experience this. But yeah, it's just kind of keeping our head up and keeping it rolling for sure.
You mentioned that even to be here, Parker, you had to like make sure your boss gave you the day off.
Yeah.
Right, and he's texting you like, I don't know if we're gonna be able to do this again. Yeah. So how did that go?
Okay, well, just like really quickly, like, work is so secondary. I do not care. I'll quit a job for this in a second. That does not matter. I love my jobs, though. I love my... No, I really do. And I mean that, like... But if it got in... Oh, shoot. Do not cut this, though, because it's super real. But, like, I love my jobs. Shout out to SF Jazz, because I would never quit you, because you guys give me a schedule and let me choose my own schedule. Shout out to Padrecito, because you guys are awesome. And I love all of you... super hard. Maybe you'll listen to this. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, no, it's weird though. Like, I plan gigs like as if that's the only thing I have going on in my life, and I'm like, oh, I have two jobs. I work like other things, whatever, but what I was gonna
anyway.
Even further back, what Jack said though is like we couldn't be here without like people like Miguel or something. Like, to me that's so important. Like, I don't feel lucky to be here or anything. Like, I feel like these people are paid to do, like, help us out. Like, those are the people that matter. Like, this is fun for us. Those people are slaving around, like, to make sure everything's comfortable for us. And every gig, like, I think as a collective, we really respond well to the people that help us make it possible. And to me, that's like, I don't know. That's what I see when I'm here, is the people that are sitting on the sidelines watching everyone have fun. And, like, I talk to them, those coolest guys I meet here. But
yeah, they're super thankful too.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk about the music, which apparently we were the first FM radio station to play, other than maybe your super local San Francisco radio station. So
I'm gonna
all right, we're just gonna take it. So thanks, we played you for
not that I'm like disbelieving that, but how do you know that? Because Parker told me that story, but how do you check that's like the real?
Oh, apparently it's been verified.
What do we know?
Well, Monica over here.
Monica,
she told me, no, she said that there's a collective of people that do this, and that we were listed as
through. You were the first official recorded ad on our radio station.
Very true. Wow.
Back in January. So Parker's doing a dance like the Hava Nagila or something. So anyway, it's been a minute. That was around January after you uploaded that to SoundCloud, and now we're in May, I think. So The reception, though, you noted today was when you played at noon, was pretty good. People came because they heard you on Spotify or on the app for Bottle Rock, or they looked you up before this festival, or they knew you before that. So do you want to talk about, Tom, like what the crowd was like today, and if it was maybe a mixture of people who came for you or people who were just walking into the festival or whatever?
Sure. Well, my mother has come to Bottle Rock the last 3 years. This is her third year. And with her comes a lot of close family friends. So they...
Speak up, Tommy.
Do I really have to go this close?
I mean, do you hear this music?
Oh, because of this dang music. Dude, this music is crazy. People are raging outside. I'm just saying, I'm looking out the window of this Lagunitas bus, and I'm seeing two people in white suits doing a sweet dance.
Full track suits.
They're in full track suits. A couple of trombones hanging around. We're in the right place. Gotta be Daft Punk. Anyways, yeah, my mother comes with a big crew, and so there's quite a bit of family and family friends, and then... so they were there right at the beginning when we started. There was a long line out of the festival today, and we were hitting right at 12, and I don't think they opened the gates till about 12. So we had like the first flood of people, which was awesome because we played our set. It was like high energy and I think drew a lot of people in. It was just beautiful, man. Such a big sound and big stage, and it was such a blessing to be on it and doing our thing and hanging. And afterwards has been great. I'm thankful that we played first because it's like we've been able to just enjoy the rest of the amenities, because this is a real trip just to be able to be here with all these other heavy musicians and, you know, really like interesting individuals. Lagunitas is so cool because they're hometown, you know, they're like local Bay Area. So it just feels natural that we're doing it here. And
And on that note, we were talking earlier, Parker, about how the festival's really good to local San Francisco bands. It seems like, you know, Outside Lands maybe doesn't do a very good job of that. Some of the bigger festivals don't do a very good job of that, but they've pulled in several bands that you're friends with and you respect a lot.
Yeah, I really enjoy Bottle Rock because, so this year, I mean, there's at least five, six, seven, maybe, like, at least that, local bands. Us, Cone Brio, Marty O'Reilly.
California Honey Drops.
The best. Marty, California Honey Drops, about to play in about an hour. Surfing James. And I think there's about two or three other that are super local. And, like, outside of here, like, might not draw a big crowd. But when you come here, it, like, you know, it's really surreal. And having a big festival that supports that's super special. And I've you know, I don't know anyone. I know barely anyone that's played Outside Lands or something, but I notice something about Bottle Rock brings the local talent, which is really cool. Makes me really happy to be here to represent like what the work we've put in and the connection we have to San Francisco and the people that are there and how connected I feel to the community is. I feel like we're representing the people that we're around and have worked with for years. It's really special. This is much bigger than us.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it just feels like a more organic, kind of homegrown vibe, even though it is like a major festival, you know. It's seeing other names on this list that are, you know, bands that we've played with. And last year, our friends Royal Jelly Jive played at Bottle Rock. And it just does still feel like kind of a homegrown festival, you know. So it's cool to feel that.
So as our trailer shakes back here behind the Lagunitas stage, what do you think this might do for the band, if anything? Like, do you think this is a stepping stone towards something? Is there a goal? I mean, I know you said, Parker, you have three jobs you're running right now, so it's obviously a goal to kind of make this thing full time for you all, I'm sure. So will this help that, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think we definitely reached some new ears today. And it's certainly a resume builder, if you want to think of it that way. Another rung on the ladder, I guess. But yeah, I think it'll definitely open some doors and hopefully lead to more festivals like this down the road.
Cool. Is there anything else you guys want to add? Anything you want to highlight? You want to tell people where to go to find some info about you, maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
So we're active on the social media. We use the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Anything else? Is there snaps?
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. But yeah, you know, anything you can find us through. If you type in Hibbity Dibbity, there is not a lot of Hibbity Dibbities out there. HibDibSF is the hashtag. But and Twitter. But if you type in Hibbity Dibbity, you're not finding anyone but us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, okay. So there's three of us here right now. Our fourth member's out dancing. He's the one that came up with that, but I'll pass it off to Tommy.
Sure. So how it kind of evolved was it was me, that's Tom, and it was Chris, who's the dancer. Chris came up with the name in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco with some dear friends of ours. And it was a soul manifesting experience. And he pitched it to me. We were playing music at the time, just kind of open micing around and hanging. And it stuck, and it's stuck ever since. It's just got this resonance and this character that seems to just capture the vibe perfectly. And so, I mean, what's in a name anyways, though?
Well, it's been fun for us to say on the air over the last 8 months or so, so thanks for that. Again, the band's called Hibbity Dibbity. Yeah, they played Bottle Rock today. You can find more about the band online. Just Google that name, Hibbity Dibbity, and we'll keep playing them at KX93.5, and yes, you can.
Yeah, keep an ear open in the Bay Area for us, and all over August we'll be all around the country. If you're living in the Midwest or the South or West Coast, keep an ear open for us. And then September 2nd, we'll be playing at the Independent in San Francisco. Cool. Buy tickets now, please. Love you all.